I have the honor right now to introduce Bill Jones. Bill is the owner of the Jones Ranch sauropod site in Hood County, Texas. And we've been the honored guests of Bill and DC Jones for the last 6 years, a joint excavation being carried on by the Fort Worth Museum of Science and History and Southern Methodist University. Bill, could you tell us when did you first find out that you had dinosaur bones on your ranch?
Probably in the early 80s. I can't say exactly when. Dr. Langston from the University of Texas at Austin called me and said that he had made he'd had some students who were trespassing on my land, he said, and they were looking for fossils, and he said, but they made a significant discovery. And he would sure like to come back and check this out. And I said, well, of course, come back. And that was the first indication I had of dinosaur bones, except that I'd seen impressions in the rocks. There were some rocks up there, and there were some bone impressions. No bones. They had all washed away.
Right. We saved some of those rocks, and I think we're going to use some of those in an exhibit.
Yeah, good.
So okay. What happened after after Langston?
Well, he brought Jeff Pittman as a graduate student, and Jeff dug by himself, terrible conditions all through each summer for several years.
Well, I know what the summers are like there at Jones Ranch, so he had
worked
quite
every
the,
day, every day,
fortitude.
And picking the bones out, he got several bones, and they're now in the bone library at the University of Texas. This is a casting of a bone that he brought me. And it's an exact replica of one of the bones. The bones themselves are too delicate to handle, but this is a replica of one of the bones.
Well, we're working on this animal called Pleurocoelus right now. It was a huge animal. It was 60, 70 feet long and 10 or 12 feet high at the hips. Could you give the kids an indication of how big this animal really was?
Okay.
Let's say that the length of your body is the length of the lower limb, the lower part of the hind limb of Pleurocoelus. And let's hold that up and see what the whole leg might have looked like.
Well, think of a chicken, and I'm the drumstick.
Okay.
And this is the thigh bone.
Okay.
And this end joins the pelvis.
Right, the hip.
And this is where the hip of the dinosaur was.
Okay.
And if I can get it up.
Let me help you.
We'll get it on top of my head.
My goodness, so that was the hip of Pleurocoelus would have been at the top of his bone, and this was the length of one of the hind legs.
And the head is the knee of the joint at the knee.
This is an amazing creature. Bill, thank you so much for all of the wonderful hospitality at Jones Ranch, and we look forward to digging down there next month during March.
Well, I look forward to having you.
Okay.
That is it.